But we've got a dunk tank, and we've got several men that have volunteered to be victims.
That'll be fun. Yes, to be victims.
Right. And I think there's a lot of kids excited about that. We have swing dance that is coming on Tuesday night. They're coming in from Brighton, Michigan, and teaching how to do swing dance.
That would be awesome.
It's a positive dancing, and it's a ministry of a friend of mine who saw what some of the school dances looked like and said, I want to make this better. So she's pretty well changed the culture down in Livingston County where I used to live. And so she has agreed to come up with a band load of kids and teach us all how to do that. And hopefully there will be kids that can take over from there on Wednesday and they can do some swing dancing on their own.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
That would be really awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Should be. But we also have tug of war, you know, sports activities, a bouncy house. So there'll be plenty to do. Plus, we got a couple of food trucks. And so we're going to feed the kids anyway. And and we also have popcorn and ice cream that we're going to have the soft ice cream available afterwards. We're going to hand that out after the meeting.
How have the inquiries been? Have you guys been getting a lot of feedback on the festival?
People are excited about it.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
And as we're going around the thumb telling people about it, you know, even people from further away are planning on coming and bringing a bunch of youth with them.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Good. I hope it is a big event for you guys. You said this is your first year you ladies are doing it?
Yes.
So
it's never been done before.
Okay.
In Deckerville that I know of.
Okay.
And when we went to the city council, they liked the idea well enough that they gave the park to us. We didn't have to rent it.
And it's held at Wilson Park.
Right.
In
Deckerville.
Deckerville.
Right. Which is a large park, and we have a large pavilion, and we'll have a little tent and you know, the food trucks and the games, and there's lots of lots of room for lots of people.
And there's live music. It's music called, the band is the City on a Hill Band. It's a brand new band from Deckerville area. We've got, you know, all kinds of instruments and singing, and there'll be all kinds of music to worship with or just to enjoy.
Sounds like it's going to be an awesome event. I have three young kids, so we're definitely going to be heading out Sunday after work. We're going to come check it out for
wonderful.
Sure. Wonderful.
Yes. Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yes. Sounds like it's going to be an experience for everyone, as well as you ladies, too, mm-hmm. being your first.
Yeah, first time that we've ever done anything like this.
Right. And that's amazing, the impact that you guys are going to have on the community as well.
That's our hope, because we really want to see this area transformed.
Yeah.
It needs it.
It does.
And if we all put our heads together and move, and all of us wanting it transformed, it is amazing what can happen.
Yes. I've always had a real heart for young people, especially middle school and high school. I was a high school teacher, and I always felt like there was something more I could do to help the young people than I did. And so this is, Judith has had a ministry also in helping people in all areas of their life and age groups.
Yeah.
And,
well, I have 40 years of mental health experience behind me as a clinical social worker.
Wow.
And so I love helping people of any kind, whether it was marriage or family or kids or whatever it was. I just really found it to be not only satisfying for me, but a privilege that you can be with somebody in some of their deepest hurts and watch a transformation go along. I just had a front row seat of what God was doing in their lives as they were able to get unstuck and go on with their life in a different way.
Well, sounds like you were there to help them along the way as well.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Yes. And it was a privilege and an honor. And that was one of the things I used to tell people, what an honor it was to be with them, and they would look at me as if I had 10 heads. You know, how would this be a privilege for you to hear about all my junk, kind of thing.
I'm sure they've been, in an addict sense, they've been shunned a lot. So for to yes. feel acceptance is probably,
yes.
feels out of place.
Yes.
Because it is, you know, they're shunned in society and in public, and for people to take them in and see them for a person and not an addict,
exactly.
it takes a very big-hearted exactly. person, somebody yeah. with understanding as well.
Yeah, and I never met a client I didn't love, which was amazing to me, you know, that I could always see, you know, who the real person was and where they needed to go as they opened themselves up and I heard their stories. We find a path. And it was amazing to see, you know, obviously I'm not God, I can't help everyone, but a lot of people were able to get the help that they needed, and I just felt very honored and privileged to be able to be there.
I think this event is great because our communities throughout the Thumb are so small. And yeah. this is a way to, if you aren't, I don't want to say not involved, but if you aren't a big part of your community, or maybe you're new to the community, this sounds like a great way to come out and meet the people in your community.
That
get
is
involved
one of our
in
hope.
Your community.
That is one of our hopes, because there are always people that feel outside of the community, and our hope is to get them accepted and involved, and that we learn how to love each other, really care about each other, and help where there needed to be helped instead of, you know, ignored.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that is our hope in coming. And
so that is the mission for the Deckerville.
Right, it is.
The Deckerville Youth Festival.
And Joanne and I were both raised in the Deckerville area. And we both left to go to college. And she moved to Florida.
Yeah.
Years ago. And she just moved back full time.
Really?
Can you imagine?
No one.
Only
no
God one. Could make me do this.
Well, me and my husband were actually talking about moving. We went ahead to Georgia. But being from Michigan, there's just something that's in your heart that makes you love, like, mm-hmm. where you're. It's like the salmon swimming upstream. They always go back to where
yeah.
they came from.
Right.
You know, so I feel like there's something instilled in us that just.
Yeah, it was.
We ended up back in Michigan.
I never. Well, when we went away to Bible college back in 2019, we had no idea where we were going. We sold everything back in the Brighton area and had no idea where we were headed after Bible college. But the Lord really directed us to come back to Deckerville, and that He really wants to transform this area. So here we are. Very much a surprise to my husband and I. And so we bought a house in Deckerville. She bought one, which was at first just a summer home, but now it's a year-round home, and we're backdoor neighbors, basically, which is wonderful in the town, even though we were raised outside town on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
But we're in town now, and I think that's the right place to be.
It is still a nice little community.
It is.
Deckerville is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's yeah. just something, it's small, generally yeah. quiet. I mean, I don't,
right.
I live
it
up
is.
Here, obviously, but
it
yes,
is
our smaller community should be tight-knit where everybody is accepted, and we do things and make our youth feel like, you know, they're, you can come to us. We're here for you with open arms.
Exactly.
And we're going to show you this.
Exactly.
So
yes, yes. And one of the gals that, well, in fact, Jessica is going to be our MC. She is involved with a lot of the high school kids. She's a parapro and has a group of kids that we're kind of outsiders, many of them, and she has just loved on them, and she's made great inroads in the high school, and so we're really excited to work with her, in getting into the school system and helping kids in any way we can.
That would be amazing. Mm-hmm. That would be amazing.
Well, that's our goal.
I think you've made a great stride forward towards that goal.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We're really looking forward to this. We're excited about it. And we've got some wonderful helpers and wonderful people that have volunteered to come in any way. We've even had a man volunteer to bring their ministry sound equipment and come for 4 days and even come and stay there for 4 days, set it up, protect it, and then take it all down at the end of the 4 days.
That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
Yes. To give up, you know, 4 days of his life to come and do that for us. Really appreciate that.
Well, the change is real.
Yeah.
He probably feels it as well.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So we're excited about the wonderful people that we have that are working with us, and we're excited to meet all the people that are going to come.
Yeah. Yeah. No matter from the area that you're from, throughout the Thumb in Michigan, if it reaches that far.
Yes.
You're more than welcome at the Deckerville Youth Festival. It's going on from Sunday, June 26th through Wednesday, June 29th. Starts at 4 p.m. with games and food, and that lasts till 6. At 6 to 8 p.m., there will be music and speakers. Are you guys doing ministry?
Yes.
All four nights?
Yes. Yes, we are.
And that's at Wilson Park
and
in Deckerville.
Right. And our speakers, one is a Protestant and one is a Catholic, so that's unusual, too. But we're glad that we have both streams.
Yeah, it's just like an open line of communication at this
yes.
point. It's
yes.
You guys are working towards a goal together. It's not
we are.
One or another. It's
yeah.
It's all of us together as a community.
And they're not focusing on their differences. They're
right.
focusing on what we have in common, and that's the gospel and of Jesus Christ. That's what we're focusing on, and to help people to get the help that they need through the gospel. That's our goal, and that's their goal. And they had never met each other before. but they've met each other now, and they're talking about their differences as well as their similarities and finding ways to minister together.
That's amazing.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So.
It will City on a Hill be the band
yes.
all four nights as
all
well?
All four nights, yes.
Mm-hmm.
yes.
Sounds like this is going to be an amazing event. Let's get our youth out there and move them. For that weekend, well, the end, that 4 days, because it is
days.
Sunday, June 26th through Wednesday, June 29th.
Right.
So, is it all right if we do your phone numbers?
Sure.
If you would like
sure.
information or
sure.
if you have any questions or anything?
Uh-huh. Yes, my number is 810-705-1302, and Joanne's is
904-571-0156.
We'd be happy to hear from you and answer any questions.
Leave a message if we don't answer immediately.
Yes.
Please.
Or text.
I'm sure you guys are busy. I'm sure you guys
yeah.
have been busy.
We're busy.
Yeah, you can text, too.
And we get scam calls all the time, too, so we don't pick up on everything, but leave a message or text, so we'll get back to you.
Sounds wonderful. Decisions make ripples. And these ladies' decisions are going to make huge ripples throughout the community.
And one of our goals for making decisions make ripples is to help people understand that every decision they make at whatever age they're at influences the rest of their life. And the sooner you start making wise decisions, the better your life will be. That's our message. It is just so much easier.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree.
So that's the whole. Well, just like after this, then we're going to do other activities up there too. We don't know what all they are yet, but it's all about finding ways to make this community better and have those ripples go out into the whole Thumb.
So, are you hoping to maybe get into the school district, like beginning of
the
school
fall.
Year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. You guys are going to be busy.
Yeah.
Busy.
But we're both school teachers in the past.
Yeah.
You know, so, and even though we're in our 80s now.
No, you do not.
Well,
you guys know.
I will be 80 this year, and she's already 80. So we just don't want to sit in our rocking chairs all the time.
No, of course not. Yeah.
We want to make a difference. And that's one of the reasons also for coming back to Deckerville. We've got a lifetime of experience. And if we can use it to help our community, that's what we want to do.
One of the things that's on my heart is that to have a place where people can go to get their questions answered. There's so many of us, especially young people, they don't know where to go. And so I used to work for a place in Florida that's called Answers, and I'd like to establish one here where there'll be someone manning the place and having a phone number they can call. And even if you need something like gas, somebody that has volunteered some money to help you to get where you need to go to work or whatever it is that is needed, that's what my heart is. And it isn't started yet, but I believe God's going to do that in this community.
Because people need a safe place to go where they won't be ridiculed, they won't be shamed for making poor decisions. Because who of us hasn't made poor decisions?
You know? So you're right. Nobody's perfect.
No.
And we're all learning this life as we live it.
Exactly. Exactly. So we just want to be there in whatever way. And our goal is to get the community to work together so that we can transform it. Mm-hmm. Really make it an outstanding community rather than just a nice one.
Right. Mm-hmm. Does sound amazing.
Mm-hmm. You have anything else? I think that pretty well sums up what we really want is to let people know that decisions do make ripples, and we want to make decisions that make the community better and help each life to have a better life, so that you don't have to use substances to be able to survive and get through the day, that kind of thing. That's one of the things, but there are many other things that people substitute for getting through the day, but we'd like to see them armed with love and joy and peace and learning how to do the next right thing.
And people who care.
Yes.
You know, I feel like in this day and age, there's so many people who just don't care about others. You know, they're very selfish. And when you feel like you don't have anyone, to have somewhere where you could go answers, that would be amazing. I feel like our community would benefit greatly from that.
Yeah. I think most communities would.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Even if you're a single mom, you know, you need diapers.
Yes.
Or, you know, anything. That sounds like something communities could thrive with.
Right.
So. One of the things that we've done in Answers is that we would bring in mothers, like you're talking about, single mothers, and they need formula, they need food for their babies, they need a place to live. And we find the answers for them, to where to go, what to do. And then we teach them how to take care of a budget, for example, or how to parent better. And the videos will be shown and things that they need to learn because they haven't been parented themselves, maybe.
Right.
So they need to learn how to be a better parent to their children and make good families and connections. And
break the cycle.
Yes, exactly.
Break the cycle.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's the ministry that I'm, and it's in my heart to do.
It gives me goosebumps. I really feel like it does. I feel like that these are wonderful events. I love how you want to connect with the youth and you want to connect with the younger generations.
Oh,
and
very much.
And you want to stop it before it starts to happen, and you want to help it while it's happening. And I think that's amazing that your spectrum is not one or the other or in between. It's all of it. You love it all.
And that's one of the great things about being old. You've lived a lot of years, and you got a lot of experience behind you. And we just want to help wherever the help is needed at whatever age. Because each age group can use help. And if you don't have the help in your immediate family and friends and so forth, or you may have, but there are some things that are so sensitive that you want to talk to somebody outside of that circle, you know, as well. So that's what we'd like to be, is be safe people that can help people without making them feel bad about themselves.
And know that we cannot do this alone. You know, that we need a community to rise up around us to help us and with the same vision, and we'll connect and so give us a call.
Thank you, Judith Darlington and Joanne Roy from Under His Thumb Ministries, for coming into the What Do You Think program today and discussing the Deckerville Youth Festival.